could surge well above $100 after the midterm elections in America next month. The story came out today.
Right. And part of the story, too, is a lot of the embargo on Russian oil hasn't even started yet. It doesn't start until the 1st of December. They've delayed it. You know, we're still importing Russian oil to the U.S. today, to this very day.
I thought the Russians were bad.
Well, we're still importing oil. So is Europe when they can get it.
But we weren't.
But the embargo takes place the 1st of December. So, yes, you're going to see energy prices. You're going to see oil go to $100, maybe $150 a barrel, Rick. I mean, this is the reality that's going to be clocking in here. They've delayed this as long as they possibly could, but the chickens are going to be coming home to roost.
Doc, a week or two ago, President Joe Biden did an interview on CNN, Jake Tapper, and he said there's going to be consequences for Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Basically, what he was saying was they defied me, they bucked me, they did the opposite thing that I told them to do. I mean, that's not the words he used, but that's the message. Why would there be consequences? Because he begged Saudi Arabia to not cut oil production until after the U.S. elections in November.
Even though the White House and the Biden administration has denied this ever happening.
But the Saudis said.
Multiple Saudi sources saying that's exactly what happened.
He begged Saudi Arabia to hold off the cuts until November.
And
so he asked a foreign government to interfere in the U.S.
election. That sounds awful familiar, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So,
but the Saudis exposed him. They said, no, we are going to cut production, 2 million barrels a day.
And we're going to do it a month before
the election. And we're going to tell everybody that you begged us to hold it off for a month. Because,
so,
you know, he knew the 2 million barrel cut was privately. I think he knew it. And I think what he said was, please, don't do it until after the election. You're going to crush my Democratic Party. Please, don't cut 2 million barrels a day. Wait until November. He didn't ask them, don't implement a cut.
Just delay it.
Delay the cut. He knew the cut was going to happen.
And the Saudis seem to have confirmed that, too. President Joe Biden warned, and this was last week, that Saudi Arabia would face consequences after OPEC Plus announced the biggest cut in oil production since the start of the pandemic. Senior Democrats on Capitol Hill have condemned the decision by Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of the oil-producing alliance, to reduce the global supply of petroleum. There's going to be some consequences for what they've done with Russia, President Biden said of Saudi Arabia in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper. I'm not going to get into what I'd consider and what I have in mind, but there will be consequences.
And so the Saudis said, yeah, there's going to be consequences for you, Joe, because we're going to switch allegiance. We're going to go with Russia and China. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. So, Doc, this next story, this is Al Jazeera. Here's another one today.
Yes.
Turkey accuses the United States bullying Saudi Arabia over OPEC plus oil cuts. Once again, isn't Turkey a U.S. ally, a member of NATO? But Turkey is taking the side of Saudi Arabia.
That's right. So Turkey accused the United States of bullying its ally Saudi Arabia after OPEC plus producers announced major oil production cuts despite American objections. OPEC plus announced recently it would produce 2 million barrels of oil less a day starting in November, curbing supply in an already tight market despite pressure from the U.S. and other nations to increase output. Now, U.S. President Joe Biden last week said that there will be consequences for American relations with Saudi Arabia after the OPEC plus move. We see that a country has threatened Saudi Arabia, especially recently. This bullying is not correct, Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said at a news conference in southern Turkey on Friday. We don't think it's right for the U.S. to use it as an element of pressure on Saudi Arabia or any other country in this way. So, Rick, what we're seeing, as you mentioned earlier, is we're seeing some shifting sands of alliances taking place here globally. Turkey also this week test fired some new ballistic missiles that they had recently developed. So they're flexing their muscles and militarily as well. Now they're entering into this in between this tit for tat between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. And it seems like they're landing on the side of Saudi Arabia in this.